I think my circadian rhythm is just off.
And Colby realizes that this guy that she'd been ogling all night was standing directly next to her.
People were like, chug, chug, chug. And I was like, I have to.
It was illegible. My cursive was all over the place.
I don't know. He's kind of like letting me down lately.
I have nothing going on, so I'll entertain this.
And we're rolling, I think. Yes.
Lights, camera, dead tulips on the table.
Dead tulips, malformed microphone.
Yeah, our microphones are, guys, if you saw this, we did get the mic stand fixed.
We did.
Colby's mic stand is like fine
now.
I'm not
sitting in a pillow fortress.
But we are such a low tech, low budget production over here. It's just.
We've been saying that from the beginning.
But I kind of think
we're
it makes
true
us.
True to our roots.
It makes us who we are. I really think it just, it like, I don't know.
It wouldn't be match made if this wasn't like the most low budget production you could possibly imagine.
It gives us that homegrown vibe, you know, like you'll always, it's your three besties just sitting in the living room.
Started from humble beginnings. The cabin in the woods.
Yeah. The Gatsby
Shout out. Oh, you're
themed,
right. I forgot
please.
That it was Gatsby.
Shout
themed.
Out to the Greenlight Lodge. We are appreciative that they sent us there. That was very nice of them, but we are definitely not the same after we've left that place. Like we are forever changed.
We're now podcasters.
Yeah.
Well, two of us. You already were one. And speaking of which, she's now a number three historian podcaster on the
Spotcast.
Yes. Spotcast. Spotify charts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Katie's
that was a surprise.
A top chart girly.
That was literally such a surprise. I don't think I've ever been on the charts.
Yeah,
have
that's
we
amazing.
Even ever checked if we're on the charts? Like,
I don't even know where the
updates.
Charts are.
I actually was checking our email, and we're number 33 globally for relationships podcasts.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So that's pretty good.
Okay,
how many are there? 35? Just kidding.
Maybe.
I think there's probably like a million relationship podcasts now. Like, it's
33 is like pretty high up there.
No,
I think.
I'd say we're doing pretty good, pretty well. I mean,
yeah, we're crushing.
We're constantly running into people that are listening, which is so cool.
It's true. The best part about
makes us feel cool.
We are cool, but sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, we're cool. We're sick.
We are not sick.
Well, I'm not sick. Knock on wood. But I feel like everyone's getting sick.
I'm on the mend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colby and I have had a week. Katie's been safe. Katie's marked
safe.
Katie
was sniffly.
I was sniffly, but it passed. And you know why? You know what I'm doing that I think is helping a lot. I think it's this. It's the noon. It's what you made me do, Colby. I have never before drank enough water ever. Like, I like to think, I'm like, oh, you know, I go to yoga, I do all these things. I'll like drink water when I'm working out, but then I just like forget it exists the rest of the day if I'm not eating something and I just like want a little water to like wash it down. But these hydration things, I'm addicted to the taste. Like,
they're so good.
I get this like rush of endorphins or like this serotonin boost when I drink it. Like, I'm not even just saying this. Like, I don't even know. I don't know.
It's the electrolytes.
Yeah. I think I'm like, I'm marked safe because of the electrolytes.
Do you take one every day?
It flushes. It definitely helps flush things out of you.
Yeah. No, I drink one at least like one spoonful of powder, but sometimes like two or three
they
a day.
Have an immunity one as well.
Yeah,
for some reason I've only seen them in like the little individual packs. Like, I've never
Katie
seen a bucket.
Actually is the one that told me that they
it's
have
over
a
there.
powder.
I have a powder.
It's like Crystal
Cancer.
Light.
No, it's literally like adult Crystal Light, or like not adult, I guess you can drink Crystal Light as an adult, but I think of like the lemonade stand when I think of Crystal Light. But no, it's like in a canister, and this one I have is called Endurance.
Oh.
So it's good for like workouts, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think endurance in everyday life is important too.
Yeah.
This is not a Noon ad, but.
But if Noon wants to sponsor us.
But if they do. Yeah, I feel like that's really what has kept me healthy.
Yeah.
I didn't get strep throat once this winter.
It's pretty good.
You guys know I'm such a strep girl. Like, I get strep like twice a year.
I also haven't had an ear infection all winter, which is a win.
That's
Look
shocking
us.
For you.
I know.
Okay.
Well, that's so random. Katie didn't get sick when I was sleeping next to her and I was the walking black plague in Miami.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what's... I think it's really just like drinking water. Like, who would have thought, guys?
Yeah.
Who
I drink thought? So much water, though. I don't really get sick that often.
Well, I think sleep has to do with all this. I think, like, I've been pretty good at getting 8 hours, even if it means I have to just, like, I have no rest points throughout the day, and I'm working, editing videos until, like, 10, but I need to get my 8 hours of sleep.
Ugh,
I need to. Not Colby and I this
No,
week.
No.
You guys...
I hit the 27-year-old sleep regression. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was over when you were two.
Do you think... So for context, Colby's been waking up at like 2 or 4 or whatever. I've been
waking up. The weirdest part is it's like pretty much the exact same time every single night.
Okay. Do you think that there's like a bump in the night? Like someone in your apartment wakes up at that time and like drops their phone on the floor and then you wake up?
No, because I'm a light sleeper. Like if a noise woke me up, I would hear the noise.
You would know that it was a noise. Well, there's got to be something.
It's like I wake up and I'm awake. I think my circadian rhythm is just off or
but
something.
Like other, you said you talked to other people and like that happened to me too. Like the past, not last night, but the 2 nights before, I was waking up at 3:30 a.m.
Right.
And I was just done sleeping.
Right.
Like I was up and at them, you know?
And see, it's like you lay there with your eyes shut and you think that you've been awake for like 20 minutes and it's been an hour and 45 minutes, but like you know that you haven't gone back to sleep. Yeah. Like it's not like that I might have dozed off thing. It's like I'm actively in my head, like, why am I not sleeping?
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's so annoying. And today I've been awake since 2:30.
Yeah. That also reminds me, I forgot to bring you your good food.
Oh.
I've been taking my good food, aka my heavy sleeping drugs, because I could not deal.
You know, I think you should do anymore. Like a sleep study. I'm reading on the internet because you know how they have like the different phases of sleep.
Yeah,
it's like the REM and everything. There's stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, and stage 4. Stage 4 being REM sleep, but before you get to that, it's like your stage 3, which is like right before REM, which like could correlate with like your 4 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever, right. Like based on whatever time you go to bed. But it's like your muscles relax, your blood pressure and breathing rate drop. And then you like get into sleep after that. So maybe you're having issues with like that part.
Maybe.
You got to do one of those full body scans.
Oh my God, that's my dream. Have you seen that TikTok? Somebody sent it to me, actually. And you know that trend where it says, actually, if I won the lottery,
I wouldn't
say anything, but there would be signs. And the sign is like the person going into the full body scan.
Well, you know what? I've never seen more negative comments on a post than those posts. Like whenever anyone, especially if it's like more of like a lay person and not a celebrity, like if an influencer posts one of, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's like there's this full body scanner and I think they give a comped service or like a fully paid
Kim
service.
Kardashian got it.
If you take a picture with it, like you have to take a picture in the hospital gown, like in front of it, and like you get comped service, I guess, I'm assuming. And so like everyone does it, from like celebrities to like a lot, whatever. And I saw this one influencer's post and the comments were terrible under it,
saying what?
Just like being like, this is why the healthcare industry is like failing us, and it's like so expensive, and it's people are living in fear, and there's just every angle possible about why this is a bad idea. And I'm like, just let the person get the full body scan. Like it's not hurting anyone from what I gather.
Yeah, except for the radiation.
True. I didn't think about that.
Wait, was it one of those like shallow tunnel ones?
It's like an MRI.
Like a CAT scan.
Yeah.
Where you like go into like a little like...
You're on the bed and it's and it slides you through.
Yeah. I don't think I want to do that ever.
And it like fully scans your whole body.
Wouldn't you guys get claustrophobic? I feel like I'd be freaking out.
No, because you're not in the tube the whole time. You're laying flat.
Yeah, but you're like laying flat in the tube.
Yeah.
No, but you go in and out.
You're in there for a minute. I've had MRIs when I had Lyme disease, or I still have it, I guess. But when I was like first diagnosed, I did like several, and it's just more so like you just get bored because you can't like bring anything in there.
You also have to be so still.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't move even a muscle.
Yeah.
You can't like clench. You have to be really like relaxed, which of course,
oh my gosh,
if you've never done it before.
It's so scary.
But anyway, on that light note, hopefully Colby can get to, and Adam can get to sleep.
Yeah, hopefully we can sleep through the night sometime soon.
Last night I was like unconscious because I took my sleeping pill.
Yeah, I need that. I need some Lemmy vitamins. I need an Aura ring. I actually wish that I...
What else you got?
It sounded like there was a longer list.
Well, the Aura ring, I feel like I would actually wear, and that tells you the insights about your sleep.
What
size? It's kind of thick, though.
But I don't have $500 to spend on that thing.
What size finger do you have?
It depends on the finger.
Well,
my middle finger is like a 6.5.
Yeah, I actually have one that I haven't opened.
Oh, really?
They send it to me and I didn't use it. So if you want it, you can have it.
Wait, what?
No, I know.
Colby's like, I've been asking for this for months.
And I'm saying it because I feel bad, because I'm very appreciative that they sent me this and I'm so grateful. But I'm so particular about my jewelry. Like, that's why the Whoop didn't work for me. I can't have things on my wrist like every day. I can't wear a watch. Like,
yeah.
And the rings, like, I can't have chunky rings because it just, it like affects, I don't know. It just, it bugs me. it bugs me. And it's one of those things where I could start and I could like try to commit, but if it's like, if it bugs me, I can't, I won't commit. So then you can't even see results if you don't commit to it.
Those services are also kind of complicated though. Like, you guys know I wore a Whoop for forever.
You were good about the Whoop.
Yeah, what happened
to the Whoop? And you got me onto it, but I wore it for one day and then I was like, this, I got it wet and I was like, this has to come off.
It feels like a wet band-aid on you. Yeah.
I never felt like that only because I wore it for so long. Like, I think I wore it for 3 years. Like, I was wearing it for forever.
Yeah, wait, when did that disappear?
I think I got rid of it maybe a year ago at this point. Like, it's been a while. But like, when you think about the data that these things are giving you, like, you don't need that level of data, you know, as like a normal functioning human being.
Yeah.
You know, like, you need basic stuff. Like, okay, maybe I'm curious about how many calories I'm burning per day. Maybe I'm curious about like what my sleep patterns are. But unless I'm an athlete and actually actioning on that data, like, what is it really giving me?
It for just
me
makes to be you paying? Feel bad, probably.
Yeah, if, exactly. If you know, oh my God, the Whoop would give me like, tell me I'm recovery like 3%, you know, on the days like, where I would know, go
like,
out.
You don't have to tell me that. Like, I'm already struggling, so I don't need someone yelling at me like I'm in trouble, aka like the Whoop yelling at you.
Yeah, I'm like, I know this is my fault, but like, I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, and it's like, you need to. You have one glass of wine, 0% score. Like,
yeah.
I know. And that was also my phase where I was having really bad sleep issues. So I think every day my recovery would be like 5%.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't need to hear this anymore.
Wow. No. I didn't even realize you took it off. I thought you were
still. I haven't worn that in like a year. Because also the issue is you don't pay like a one-time fee. Like, they're smart. It's like a subscription model. So you pay.
Every year.
You pay yearly. I think I paid annual because it was cheaper, or monthly, but it's not cheap.
Yeah. I think it makes sense, like you said, for athletes who are like training towards, or if you're training towards a goal.
Yeah. Or if you're actually actioning on the data, you know,
or like you're trying to lose weight, or if you're trying to, like, you have certain goals. Yeah,
like, if I recovered 5% and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to make some adjustments in my health and like go to bed earlier tonight or something like that because of that data, then sure, maybe it's worth it.
Well, you probably learned a lot from the 3 years you had it.
Kind of, but like, to see if it was valuable or not, do I remember any of it like now?
True.
You know? Fair. Like, I was looking at like calorie count and like step count and things like that, but my Apple or my phone tracks my step count and I don't really need to know my calorie count. I actually think that was like toxic for myself to know.
Yeah.
Because seriously. I was like addicted to it.
That's actually true. Well, so okay. Aura Ring Colby, tread lightly with that. If it fits your fingers.
Oh my God.
If it fits.
That would literally be the best day ever.
It's dream.
Shoved into that cabinet somewhere, so we got to find it. I'm such a pack rat. I keep everything.
We'll go digging for found objects.
Found objects.
See what I did there?
Shameless plug.
Found objects. Well, the Hope Diamond. I love that the Hope Diamond was your first episode.
Oh, I just love talking about shiny things.
I love it.
So
I love it.
I'm excited to learn about the Michelin Man guide.
Oh, he's creepy as hell. Yeah. No, I did. The episode was good. I think I learned a lot about Michelin stars.
I need to listen to it too, because I forgot the story. Did you talk about why the Michelin guide is called the Michelin guide and like why it comes from a tire company?
Yeah.
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 Because I forgot how the story goes.
It all came out of France.
I don't know anything about that.
You guys can listen to the episode if you want to hear more, but
listen to Found Objects for more.
It's been cool to do something like that, but I genuinely woke up this morning and I like forgot that it was going live today and I had posted nothing. And until like 11 a.m. and it had gone live at 6, and I'm like, it's just a lot to manage all these podcasts. It's so hot many potatoes. Podcasts,
so little time.
But anyway, this one is the greatest one because it's all three of us.
It is. It's the OG.
Is it your turn to do the introduction?
I was thinking the same thing. I think it might be.
I forget. You just do it.
It could be. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. And coughing Jack upstairs.
I literally was like, what was that? I thought it was...
That's funny timing.
That was hilarious.
I don't know what I thought that was.
No, Jack's upstairs, it's but like it wasn't literal a cough.
Dying corpse upstairs.
Jack has the man flu.
He has a man cold.
Yeah, he's a man cold, but he has his noise-canceling Bose headphones in, so he can't hear anything.
He can't hear us roasting
him. He probably
him.
Couldn't even hear himself cough. Like,
his, like, grandpa cough that he's got going on.
Yeah.
Where did I leave off?
Anyway.
Girls, how we doing? We're doing better than Jack,
Pretty good. I mean, we get into this habit with this introduction where it's like, we've already discussed how we're doing, and then you ask how we're doing, and then we have to just...
Fake it till you make it.
Say it again.
Did we talk about how we're doing, though? Like, oh, actually we did. Colby's not doing well.
The sun is shining.
I'm doing better.
No, I am happy about the weather.
I'm doing better. I'm less congested.
Yeah, the weather has really, really helped us out, I think.
I am, like, so weather-dependent in terms of my mindset...
Yeah.
My eating habits, my leaving my house habits.
I feel like a new person this week.
Yeah, same. I feel like a new zest for life.
Yeah.
We've been like treading the West Side Highway this week. I ran into Colby yesterday again. I was walking home from work.
There was no phone in my face this time.
I gave no phone. I spared her.
You learned. You learned. I was listening back to that part in the podcast, and I had myself a lol.
I wish the video was better.
Yeah, where'd the video go? Did you not post the video you filmed of her?
I didn't post it. It was bad. It was like me like coming up behind her and then coming around her, but I had it zoomed in. So like,
oh no, can't have that.
Because I was zooming in from the back and I never adjusted it. And I was also on a run. I never want
to see that.
Yeah. So like, yeah. I turned the corner and like the zoom in is literally like Colby's boob, like basically. I was like, okay, this isn't really going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question for you guys that I feel like is relevant topic to today that we're at least recording. And likely on Friday when this comes out. But what do we think about the TikTok ban? This is like breaking news.
It's kind of crazy. I actually didn't even know about it until Alex mentioned it to me yesterday. And he was like, wait, TikTok's legit going to be banned.
Well, I saw this morning. It was all over my feed. Yeah. That
The bill got passed.
Yeah.
I'm just I don't know
what I'll do with all my free time.
Well, like, I agree with you, or I don't know who's, I think it was you that said this, like, I think someone's going to buy it, and it's not going to be gone. Like, I
literally, Mr. Wonderful powerful. Said it.
It's too powerful. I think the reason why I see the issues with it and why, like, people are freaking out. And, like,
it's, like, privacy.
But I feel like it's kind of just in shambles. I mean, of course, like, I still spend a lot of time on there, but I feel like with the music being taken down, like, you can't use, like, the Universal Group music, you can't use any of that. And, like, just uncertainty. I feel like people are going to be switching over to my favorite thing, Instagram Reels.
You do love your Instagram Reels.
I love Reels. I love it.
Honestly, Mark Zuckerberg is probably so happy. He's probably like, please get banned. Seriously? Reels. It's going to explode.
I mean,
or Snapchat. I feel like people have been kind of doing Snapchat recently.
Yeah, well, I heard somewhere that Snapchat is paying people tons of money.
Well, yeah, I saw that too. I saw like, it on TikTok.
Loads of money. I think it was on the Canceled podcast, which is like my new fixation. I'm like backlogging all of their episodes. I'm obsessed. I love their
podcast.
But they were talking about how Snapchat is just like shelling out money.
Well, Tana would know that. Yeah. Like she's friends with all those people that I see on there. Right. So like the David Dobrik's, I don't know.
And like actually, Awesome McBroom has to be just raking it in.
Yeah.
Wait, but what's like the content that people are posting on Snapchat? Are they using it as if it's like Instagram stories or?
Yeah.
So just like documenting their day.
But they post so much. Like
Khloe Kardashian Snapchat stories are so long, and I don't know why they always come up first for me. I don't think I even follow her on Snapchat, or maybe I do.
They just know that you just had it for so long. Are
interested in her. Yeah. But I sometimes will click on it because I'm like, what is she even posting on here? Mm-hmm. And it's, she'll post cryptic quotes like she does on Instagram.
She posted like a pantry tour, and I was really interested in that. That was cool.
Yeah, I do enjoy that inside look.
How many pantry tours can you post?
That's some, so interesting.
Some interns just running around running Khloe Kardashian's Snapchat.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I hope she's getting her 10%.
It is funny how social media changed so much in like 2 years, with like Twitter changing to X, the Elon Musk of it all.
Yeah.
Threads.
It starts to even exist.
Okay, so I think that like Elon takeover of Twitter is kind of like what Mr. Wonderful was predicting on this interview that I saw. I'm scrolling in my TikTok likes trying to find it, but I maybe didn't like the video. But somebody asked him his thoughts on it, and he was like, no, it won't get banned because I'll buy it. And he was like, or if I don't buy it, Meta isn't going to buy it, and Google isn't going to buy it, but somebody will buy it.
Couldn't Meta buy it and then just get rid of it?
Essentially, so then probably.
People won't go to Reels.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be great?
But I don't know how they would be able to buy it though, because I don't think China's gonna. I mean, I guess maybe they would. The parent company would sell
ByteDance.
I mean, they'll kind of. I think.
I don't know
if they're going to be banned in the U.S., which is such a huge market. Right. It's already banned.
It's banned a lot of places.
Yeah, it's already banned in India. I'm pretty sure something like that. Someone DM'd me and was like, "Oh, it's already been banned in my country since 2020."
Wow,
and so we're doing interesting. Fine.
But I was like, who would even buy it though? Like,
yeah,
it would take so much capital to buy that. The price would be insane. Like, can Mr. Wonderful even actually buy it? Like, he doesn't just have know. Like $50 billion laying around. I don't think
someone will.
Like, that'd be a crazy purchase.
Dave Portnoy. What if I mean, not that he's like that wealthy. He's definitely wealthy, but just imagine if like Barstool bought it.
Oh my God, he bought that insane Nantucket house.
I know.
It's like such a dream house.
He's got to sell the Nantucket house and then buy TikTok.
That'd be iconic.
Miss Peaches can buy it.
Yeah.
TikTok becomes Barstool.
No, have you seen Dave Portnoy's dog, Miss Peaches?
She's incredible. Like, she can walk up and downstairs
now. Say what you want about Dave Portnoy and Barstool, but Miss Peaches, this dog, has like reaffirmed my belief and my aspiration to adopt a dog. Like, yes. I mean, from a shelter.
Yeah. And Miss Peaches is not a puppy.
No.
She is an adult dog.
So he adopted a... I haven't seen any of this content, so you need to educate me, but he adopted a puppy.
She's a celebrity.
Yeah. Wow. She's like a...
Her name is Famous Miss Peaches.
Yeah, and she has 500,000 followers on Instagram, this dog.
She is famous.
The content's amazing. It's just him just posting her in her everyday life, tackling the stairs and all these different things. I think she's a mix between like a pit bull and something else.
Okay.
I'm bad at the breeds of dogs, but I think his sister or something like connected him with this agency. And then I thought for sure there was a video of him like going to a car to pick up a dog. Like it was clear.
There was.
Yeah. No, he was opening the back of a car to pick up a dog. And I thought this was like a puppy mill.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
dropping. Mm. I was, really wealthy people, you know, will, and anyone really, but it's just, you think of like these like celebrities have these like designer dogs.
Right.
So I just imagine that he would get a designer dog and he didn't. And I'm like, that's great.
That's sweet.
I mean, no shade to people doing either thing, but I just
go Dave Portnoy. I love,
it makes it so much sweeter that this dog like literally was like in the slums and now is living in $1 million Nantucket house or wherever he lives most of the year.
Yeah, that's lovely.
She's in Miami. Yeah. She's 6 months and a day in Miami.
Wait, how's his ex-girlfriend doing?
I think your girl, she's Silvana. Thriving.
Silvana.
She, but I feel like that probably has something to do with why he adopted a dog, because she adopted Brody.
Yeah. That, and I feel like he probably was just lonely, maybe. I don't know. Aww. I don't know what he's
Sweet Dave Portnoy.
Doing. Anyway, life updates.
Life updates.
How is everyone doing?
What do we do
What
this
is
weekend?
Everyone doing?
Cool. We almost what found a man this weekend doing? On Friday, actually.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that was so scary the next day.
We had an iconic night.
What we went do? Dancing. Yeah. Finally.
It was so fun.
We finally. Had the night that we've finally been talking about on this podcast for the longest time.
We went to Temple Bar and then we went to Jeans.
Yep.
And
I was late arrival to Temple Bar, but yes, we did go to Jeans.
It was the perfectly curated evening of like starting out slow with cocktails, and then once you get like a little bit of a buzz, then going and potentially waiting in a line to go to a dance bar.
Right.
Because if we had showed up to that line sober,
oh, that would have been.
We would have.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold, and it was like we knew because Colby has connections. We knew we were going to get in, but it was a matter of when.
Yeah.
So.
Colby
with her New York City fashion connections.
I try to help where I can.
No, but we had so much
fun. It was so fun. I had been dying to go there, and I'm very happy that we did.
Yeah, we had the best time. But we were in there, and we're at the bar getting a drink.
Well, I had already saw that man before.
Oh, okay, I didn't see him before.
Me.
Was he the tall guy by
their friend? Yeah, because we were like, that guy looks like an athlete.
You pointed him out. Yeah. You were like, it looks like he probably has a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, because
you said that
he was like talking to a girl, but then he was at the bar with Sans girl, and I was like, okay, whatever. And so then I was talking to him, and like,
we need to like set the stage before you started talking to him though, because it was honestly really funny how it all happened.
I think you should explain it.
It just happened so fast. Like, basically, it's me, Colby, and then our other friend, and we're getting a drink at the bar. And Colby realizes that this guy that she'd been ogling all night was standing directly next to her. And it's this.
We were doing the like flailing of the hand on each other's arms.
Literally, thing. Colby was like, hitting me, being like, that's him, like freaking the fuck out. And it's this, I look to the side and it's this tall ass man. He looks like Wolverine's cousin in that movie X-Men. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
He was so hot.
The Wolverine's cousin or whatever his name is. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, what's the dude's name in the, I wish I remembered that actor or actor's name, but it's like not Wolverine, but the other guy who's like him in one of the X-Men movies. It looked exactly like him, to be honest. Like a tall, like, I don't know, just man.
Scruffy a little bit.
Yeah, he was just like a scruffy man. Like, he had a beard, he was jacked, he looked like a fucking running back. Like, he was massive, okay?
Yeah.
And he was wearing a hat. He looked like the epitome of Boston, which is like what Colby likes.
Yeah.
And so, what does Colby do? She's like, I'm gonna say something. Without hesitation, I've never seen Colby actually do this ever in my entire life.
This is shocking.
I know. It was crazy.
We don't do this at bars.
She was talking to us for like half a second and then immediately turns around and is like, so what are you drinking?
Well, so then we were talking and he actually did say, he was like, oh, where are you guys going after this? Like, whatever. And then I don't even know how the conversation ended. I was like, oh, we're just gonna hang out, like, whatever.
You were chatting with him for a hot second.
Yeah, for like a minute.
Colby, this is like crazy considering we've talked so many episodes about how like no one talks to people at bars anymore.
Yeah, well, that's why
you said I'm gonna do it. Like, yeah, I'll take it upon myself and do it exactly. Wow.
So then, whatever. Nothing came of that.
You talked to him for a little bit, though. You were chatting with him.
It was fine. It was positive.
And his friend.
It was positive. And then...
Colby was aggro.
Colby's like, yes, nothing.
Yes.
All the days
Colby did great.
Well, because of my discovery is why I'm downplaying this.
What's your discovery?
But you didn't discover until the next day, right?
Yeah. So the next day at like 4 p.m., I did not leave my house on Saturday.
Me neither.
We were down bad. We left pretty late.
Yeah, and it was rain. It was gross. And yeah. So I somehow found this man,
which is iconic. On Instagram. We didn't have any information.
No
on him
information.
At all.
None.
How did you do it? What was your process? Did you look at see who was following Jeans or something like that? I feel like I would do that.
There was like a mutual person who I assumed would follow him. And I found him.
That's so funny.
Wow, I'm impressed.
And he's engaged.
Wait, but also that same night, you thought he had a girlfriend because we saw him when we were on the dance floor and he was at a table next to the DJ booth, right?
Yeah. But there were like a bunch of girls over there. So then I was like, oh, maybe they're, maybe I could be one of them.
That's true. But wasn't he specifically all over one? Because I feel like I remember you turning to Meg and I and being like, oh, fuck, he has a girlfriend.
Well, they were just talking.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, oh, maybe they're just looking for a gaggle of girls to hang out with.
A gaggle of girls.
And I was willing to partake.
You wanted to be one of them, yes. Yeah. I wanted that for you as well.
But that discovery also made me feel... It made me feel guilty at first. And then I was like, well, whatever. We literally like said hi to each other, essentially. It wasn't like a flirty conversation.
Why do you feel guilty? How would you know? You turned to him and you tried to hit on him and it didn't work out.
No, but I get that. I get feeling like
that. But then I was like, honestly, that makes me feel better that he wasn't initiating a conversation with me.
True.
That explains...
So he already has a woman.
Yeah, that could give an explanation as to why he wasn't all over you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the rest of the men in there were not cute.
It was kind of like... give or take.
There was a bunch of older people, I would say.
It's because it was in like an
after
party.
There was a gallery opening before.
Oh, that's why some people were dressed very eclectically.
Yeah. Which is, I think, also why it took us a while to even get in, even though we were on the list.
It was private until whatever time.
Yeah. Oh my God, but it was so much fun.
It was so fun.
I loved the music they played. At first, I wasn't sure because we walked in and a few of the songs were a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And then I think that might have been like for the artsy people.
Right.
And then they switched over to the mainstream. Yeah. Mainstream tunes.
Yeah, the music ended up being so
good.
It was like,
so
my
good.
My throat was destroyed the next day.
Me
I couldn't
too.
Even speak.
It was so sore.
And also, we stayed there so late. And I remember us just being kind of like in a circle dancing. And I turned to Colby and Megan. I'm like, we're going home. Like, I need to leave.
Yes.
And then as we're exiting.
Did you have a crisis?
All of a sudden, I hear, coming out of my cage.
So a different song came on before that. And you were like, let me wait until the end of the song. So we walked out
to
like the bar area and waited for you. And then Mr. Brightside was on. And then I was like... I was like, I'm not standing in here any
Adam's
longer.
Just bopping by himself. Yeah. Is that what was happening?
I was literally the one who forced us to leave.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it wasn't Mr. Brightside, but you're right. Mr. Brightside came on after the one that I wanted to stay for. And then obviously I had to stay for that too. To clarify, I was not alone. I was still with Emily and Kyle.
Oh, okay.
So there were still people there.
Yeah.
But I did feel bad that I forced us to leave because obviously like me, Colby, and Meg would have gone home together because, you know, Meg
was... Then Adam texts me... Did you guys leave?
After you told me
like 10 minutes later. And I was like, yeah, I assumed you just wanted to stay. There were like 30 taxis outside. We literally stepped outside and got re-went in one. And you stayed for four.
Two.
You weren't alone. So that's all that matters. As long as you're not alone.
Guys, I was just soaking it up. Like, we haven't had a good dancey going out night, I feel like, in a pretty decent amount of time.
No, we need to run it back. I want to do it again. And
I want to go every night.
To go. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Do you also remember we got in there at like 11:30 and we were having fun and we were like, we're staying here until 5 a.m.
Well, I said this is a place where I could easily just look down at my phone and it would be 5 a.m.
Like
and I would have no idea.
Because I would be
having fun.
Yeah. Like, we actually didn't even drink that much, I feel like, when we were there. Like, I feel like I remember having maybe two drinks max.
Yeah.
While I was there.
I think I consumed 5 martinis that night, but... Well,
Katie's like, can't relate.
Martinis just go down so easily. And
if it's a good martini, like, I feel like, yeah, you're
right. Yeah. I just like, I wake up and I'm like, wow, I did that. I had 5 martinis, or sometimes more than that. And for some reason, I like don't really feel as hungover, but then I'll have 2 glasses of wine and I'm fucked. Like, it's shocking. I think somehow the salt in the martinis, like, you know how salt typically would like dehydrate or bloat you? Like, I feel like somehow it's like my go juice, my go-go juice.
I love that.
It's
for
like
you.
Salty brine.
Sometimes I don't know how the drinks are gonna hit me.
Yeah.
One night I could have like 7 and be fully functioning, and one night I could have 3 and be on my ass.
Which is crazy, because I know we talk about how like when we were, you know, in college, for example, we were just like indestructible. I feel like I would 100%. Like I would puke and rally so often. Like I would just, you know, wake up, casual puke, then go to the pregame for the day drink or whatever. And now, like, I can't do that, but I still am kind of shocked sometimes by my abilities to not only just, like, I feel like I've never had an issue where I, like, couldn't stand, you know? Like, I'm always, like, functioning. Like, I don't get wasted.
You're kind of right. Like, I don't get like that anymore either. But, no. Like, in college, I was definitely, like...
None of our friends do. Like, I don't ever feel like anyone's a liability.
No.
Which is great. I mean, at this age, it's like, you should have...
Wait, that's also so crazy, though, because I didn't really think about that until you just said
that. No, like,
that.
There were moments in college where we'd have friends that are like, oh, she's got to go home. We got to take her home. We got to carry her out.
I'm thinking back. I don't know if you've ever told this story from the paint party senior year.
What happened? Wait, I don't remember. Is this about you or me?
About me.
Oh, thank God.
But it involves you.
Oh, and I put you to sleep in my bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, we've never told this story, and I think we, like, simply have to.
I haven't heard it, I don't think, so let's get
it. Oh, my God.
Let's get into it.
It was insane.
So, all right, guys, fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade. See you there.
Paint party to just give people, paint a picture, literally. It's like you wear white. You go to this party and people like throw paint on you, and you paint on each other. It's just like a big painty mess.
Right.
And that's the whole premise, and you get wasted.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So Katie and her roommates hosted the pregame at their house.
Yeah.
And I lost. This is what killed me. We were playing whatever that game is that when you lose, you have to drink the death cup.
Yeah. Is it quarters? Fingers?
No, it wasn't that. It was like...
Oh, no. It was around the world. Oh.
Yeah, something...
God,
some game
old.
Where you went flip around cup? In a circle.
No, not flip cup. It's like there's all these cups. There's like 100...
Stack cup.
Nope.
Oh, slap cup?
Maybe it is stack cup.
I think it's slap stack. Is it where you like do the ball and then stack the next person?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's
okay, well, so I lost. And I had to drink
the death cup.
And like the guys were over, so it was... Also, people were like, chug, chug, chug. And I was like, I have to.
Yeah.
There's no other choice. So I literally chugged it. And I don't remember a thing after that.
Yeah, Colby was... That was a moment.
But I somehow made it to the party and have no recollection of being there. And Katie walked me home.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning. Like, my face has splatter paint on it. I literally was like, where am I? Katie left me a note on the side,
so
on her bedside table, being like, hey Colby, it's Katie. She was like, you're okay. Here's my number. Text me. She wrote her phone number. We were like best friends.
No, like, I
So Colby, I don't know why I volunteered to take Colby home because I was not okay either. Clearly not okay. I was out of my mind, but I think what happened, if I had to put it together, was we were at Kappa Sig, yeah. right? And I think I probably wanted to go to Lambda because yeah. like, that was like the frat I was like always going to. Good so trajectory. I feel like the party was probably near my house. So I'm like, perfect, I'll take Colby home, drop her off. Don't know if I just, I don't even remember because you were, if you had paint all over you, did I put my, did I give you pajamas?
No, I woke up in my paint.
Oh, okay. Well, but, that, but too drunk for that.
When I woke up, like, startled and terrified and saw the note, I stripped your bed and I brought your sheets to my apartment and oh, washed yeah. them for you and gave them back to you. Aww, later.
That's, so sweet. That's very kind of you, Cole. But yeah. I, whatever. But I remember the pieces of this story that I remember is bringing you to the house, and then I don't recall writing this note, but I saw it the next day because you like
I wish I still
you
had
took
it.
A picture of it and I put know. It in our group me, and my handwriting, you know how I usually have like pretty good handwriting, yeah. right? Like that's kind of my thing. I don't even know how you read it. It was illegible. My cursive was all over the place. Like it was, and the way that I just I she wrote out like
call me with her phone number.
You're okay. That was the
yeah.
Colby. It's Katie. Obviously, it's Katie. I wrote, call me, it's Katie. And of course, like, I definitely slept at some guy's yeah. house that night because I probably said to myself, I have to sleep out. Yeah. Colby's in
there's
my
no
bed.
Other choice.
I have to. I have no choice. I had so many choices.
You probably said that to a boy, too. You're like, oh my God, there's yeah.
drunk,
me.
There's a drunk girl in my bed.
I have to sleep somewhere else.
No, I need somewhere to stay.
Anyway, in retrospect. But yeah, that's funny. I hope you can find the note. That'd be really funny.
I need to find it.
Is no. it like a physical note?
Oh, will yeah, you she wrote it yeah, on yeah. a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, you need to find it.
So funny.
Where would you even be, it. Though? Like, there's no way you saved that.
In the group
I,
me.
Yeah, I think
oh, like
I,
a picture of it. I see, yeah. I see.
No, it was like a scrap of paper. Like, I had ripped it out of a notebook. I was on a mission. I needed Colby to know that she was okay.
And that I could call her at that phone number. That somehow might not be in my contacts after we've texted every day for no, 3 years before that.
Like, this sounds like Colby and I like didn't know each other, but like, no, we hung out every day. Like, this is
Katie definitely just wanted to see her own handwriting. She was like, what can I add to this so I can yeah. keep writing?
I was like, well, I think I just had started and I'm like, I'm too drunk to figure this out. I gotta
call me.
So call me. I was like, I probably wrote call me, and then I was like, well, wait, what if she doesn't know my phone number?
Yeah. What if I need to use the landline?
Yeah, we don't even have a landline. Anyway, that's a funny story. I forgot about that.
That story is actually crazy.
God.
Should we have a paint party in the city?
So scary. I don't know where we would ever do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't even know how these frat houses withstood these parties. Like, they would cover the walls in
trash bags, like, trash I think. Bags,
but it's still... Mm-hmm. Got everywhere, and you know, it's anyway.
Can do someone's apartment that they're moving out of that they need to repaint, anyways.
True, that would be fun.
I'm just saying, keep it on wow. the docket.
The way we used to live in college, like just throwing,
it's terrifying,
throwing paint on each other. Oh, it was always hard because then you'd have to get the paint out of your hair, and it was oftentimes like planned where we had, I feel like we had sorority picture day or something like right after that. So if you look at the composite closely, you'll see
paint splatters on people.
That's anyway, so funny. Just a fun little story from college.
I love that.
I love it.
Wait, speaking of Colby's men, Colby, what's going on with your European?
Speaking of
your oh my European God. Prince,
he.
I don't think you even talked about him on the podcast.
This is the guy from Hinge.
No, I said the guy on Hinge, and then he was like, oh, well, I don't live here, but I'm coming over for a week. Whatever. So then I was like, whatever. I have nothing going on, so I'll entertain this. So I was messaging him, and then he asked me for my Instagram, and he is arriving today. But he messaged me saying, what are we doing this week or something.
He said that today?
No. That was when I told you about that.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Let me
see.
So
he's here today, though.
He's arriving today. He messaged me yesterday, get ready, X.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, wait, my God. X. He's so it. Euro. Jack does that, too.
The X. Hugs, kisses.
I saw... Who was it? Ayal from Love Island. Neither of you watch that.
No, I don't know who that is.
I've only seen like the very old seasons with like Molly Mae.
Yeah. Oh, I love her so much. Mm-hmm. But Ayal posted a TikTok the other day talking about that. And he's like, now that I live in LA, nobody writes X at the end of their messages. to be nice or something. To show that you like somebody.
Is it like a PR thing though? Because I feel like all the PR people I email with I always sign that. Off XX. Yeah. And you did, I mean, you definitely do.
Yeah.
But I also noticed it from some other like
it's like a people. Girly PR thing, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do XO when I'm sending emails, but it's because it's, you know, that's my OG username, if you remember back in the day. Hello Katie XO. So it's kind of a nod to my old username.
Yeah. At my first job, I definitely didn't do that. And then when I started working at Village, everybody was like, yeah, we assign our emails XX.
I coordinate with people at Village.
And then now at my job, like even talking to our PR agency, other people in the industry, like everybody signs their emails that.
What do you do, Adam? What do you sign your emails?
Thanks, comma.
Oh my God. I'm such like a, I have to have like three exclamation points. Like I'm crazy.
Guys, I'm emailing with like.
I write thanks, exclamation mark, XX or 1X.
I'm emailing with like intense dads and moms, like the business people of the world who are terrifying, like CPOs and people like, if I said XX, you they'd be like, regards. Fuck you.
Regards, comma.
You need to like meet them at their level. I say thanks, comma, no exclamation points, no smiley faces, nothing.
Isn't it so funny that people like back in the day would write letters? I mean, we still write letters today. Like I still write letters occasionally, but you write dear so-and-so.
Yeah.
Even if they aren't dear to you.
That's the part I love about
like dear.
What's that show you had me watching? The one that was like
Gilded Age. Everyone, HBO, watch it. 2 seasons, you're gonna die. It's so good. It's so good.
Like nothing ever happened substantial. Like it was kind of a funny drama because it wasn't like.
Oh yeah, it's not like Bridgerton. It's not gonna rip your heart out and step on it. But yeah. It's really interesting to see New York City in the Gilded Age.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the Metropolitan Opera showed in the show. I'm going on Friday night.
I love that for you.
Romeo and Juliet.
I've never been. That sounds like so much fun.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'm like still freaking out about what I'm gonna wear.
So cool.
Wear that red dress that you have. You already wore it.
That I wore the Rockettes. Yeah. Well, I was looking at the tagged photos. Like I always do this. I'm like, what are other people wearing to this sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of all over the place. But my concern is like I don't know what the seats are like, and if I wear the poofy dress, like it tends to flow onto the person next to me.
I see. And the seats are probably like the stadium seating. That's right next to each other. Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, have my skirt on someone's lap.
That's fair.
I don't know. So I'm going to try to figure out a happy medium with it. But
I love that. I have no doubt you'll figure out something amazing.
Okay, Adam, what's your boy update? You asked Colby.
That's true. I guess it's my turn to rip the people's heart out about Hillstone.
Oh, everyone's been waiting with bated breath to hear.
Well, I feel bad because people like, are very invested, I feel like, in the Hillstone story. Like, I get a lot of DMs about Hillstone, and obviously, I feed into it because I post random boys' hands and, like, I like the mystery.
You post breadcrumbs.
It's fun to stir the pot a little bit.
You post random boy and girl hands.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Just random hands. Random unidentified
random
hands.
Random menus that have to do with your plot line.
100%. Shay's boyfriend borrowed him.
Yeah.
I was like, Jake, put your hand out right now so I can take a picture of that. But yeah, I think the update with Hillstone, I don't know, he's kind of like letting me down lately.
When's the last time you spoke?
Yesterday.
Okay.
He was kind of in timeout though, a little bit with me. Basically, we haven't seen each other since not this past weekend, but the weekend before, which is when I slept over that Saturday night. We recorded it last week, or we talked about it last week.
And he like,
how he kind of like wasn't like, obsessed with me sleeping over. And I was like,
do you
want to
go
weird.
Home or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird. And then last week on Saturday, sure enough, like Saturday was our down bad day after the jeans night.
Yeah.
He texted me again, like kind of last minute towards the night, and was like, oh, what are your plans tonight? And I was like, here we go again. And he said, okay, I have a dinner with my co-residents and then we're going out with that. Like I'm going out with them after. So I have no idea on the timing, but like wanted to see what you're doing in case you wanted to meet up. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Ick. Like, I feel like every time he texts you now, it's like, what are you doing? Okay, so I have this plan, but I'll squeeze you in this
yeah.
night. Like,
no,
every single time, it's like, I'll squeeze you in sort of thing, which like, I hate that. I don't want to be treated like that.
My annoyance with that more so is what I said to you. I'm like, why is he even texting you then? Yeah. Like, he's letting you know that he has a fully stacked night.
Yeah,
but
true.
But like, just in case you also happen to be out, like maybe you can meet up at the end of the night or something.
Yeah, but the thing that annoys me, it's like, okay, now I'm bucketed into like a hookup for him is what I feel like, you know, which kind of sucks to be in because
unfortunately,
you know, we've seen each other at this point 7-8 times. Like it's been since December. I really like him, unfortunately, but now
I really like him, unfortunately.
Well, it is unfortunate because I really don't like guys often. Like I feel like, right, how often do I come on this podcast? And like, I've been on 7 or 8 dates with this guy and
you're
I really
picky.
Like him.
You're very picky. Yeah.
So picky. And I finally like a guy. And of course this happens. It's like so ricochet to how it was. I feel like when I was talking to He Who Should Not Be Named, like I feel like the same kind of,
it's like the same thing.
Pattern.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
Parallel pathing.
Literally parallel pathing.
But it seems like as well in life.
I know. So yeah,
like
you're right.
we should have guessed from the beginning.
I know, seriously. And but anyway, so that night he had texted me that and I was just like, no, like I was like, I'm not.
What did you actually say?
I didn't say it like that. Okay, I'm getting called out already.
Pull up the receipts. Well, no, I know that that is what you should have said, but I feel like you were really nice with what you said.
Okay, what did he say? Okay, I said, it sounds fun. I hope you have fun with your co-residents. Probably can't tonight, but want to plan something when you're free next.
All right, that's great. That's a really good response.
So I was like, I'm not meeting up with you last minute, but do you want to plan something when you're free next?
That's a great response.
And then he made a dig kind of later on when we were texting. And was about how I was avoiding him that night. But it was like, it wasn't like a dig. It was like a joke, obviously. But I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm not avoiding you. You have plans.
Okay, but then get this. This is like kind of the best part about it all. And why I was like kind of annoyed with him, honestly. So I don't hear from him all of Sunday, basically.
Okay.
And then he texts me on Monday.
He had his big night Saturday night.
Didn't
hear from him all day Sunday.
And I said, let's circle back tomorrow, like after, you know, you have your night or whatever, and figure out what day works for you, because I know he doesn't have a 24-hour shift until tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
So because he was like, I have a free night like every night this week or whatever, a normal shift. And I was like, cool, let's circle back tomorrow. Let's plan something for the week. Mm-hmm. Don't hear from him all of Sunday. Monday he texts me like two things, being like, so sorry, like I was like, ended up having like a super long night Saturday night, like was out with co-residents all night, spent all day Sunday recovering, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. What I was more annoyed about, like, I don't really care about like the wishy-washiness of him, like whatever, he has a busy schedule, it's fine, I like hanging out with him when we do whatever. But the thing I was annoyed about is I was like, you wanted to try to meet up with me on Saturday night, and just knowing what ended up happening, it would have been that same scenario from a few weeks ago where like I'm just waiting around for him to text me.
No,
to
you
meet
can't
him out,
wait around, you know? For people like that, it just and
in our case, like, you would have been staying awake,
exactly, like I was at home.
He's like fine with that, like knowing that you'd be waiting around. Like I would feel so guilty. I wouldn't even make the plan to begin with, or like I wouldn't even text you to begin with if I didn't know for sure I had time. Cause like, that makes like knowing that you're inconveniencing someone else like repeatedly.
Yeah. And I mean, benefit of the doubt, I'll just give him a little bit. Maybe if I had said, okay, like, let's hang out tonight, like, what time are you thinking or something like that? Maybe there would have been a different path that wouldn't have like been like this. But honestly, like, given his patterns, I don't really know.
No, given his past behavior, like, I feel like he'd probably be like, well, I have this at this time, I'll let you know when we're wrapping up.
Well, yeah. Which, and like, the thing is, like, it's understandable he has a weekend night off, he wants to go out, but it's like, I just don't get why he's texting to try and slot you in at some point in his jam-packed one night.
I bet he doesn't want you to think that he's a bad guy. He doesn't want you to think that he's like slow fading you.
That's kind of what I think,
but
too.
But it's like, it's just not enough.
But like, you know? It's just so weird. Like, I feel like it's such mixed signals, because I get stuff like this and it's like, okay, he's trying to see me, whatever. And then like, okay, we went to Hillstone like the weekend or week before or whatever. And like, it's not like there was any hookup that came from that. Right. Like, you know, it was just hanging out and stuff. But I just feel like I'm now bucketed into a hookup bucket with him, or maybe there's something about me that is not like long-term for him. So he's bucketing to me in some kind of like hookup
thing. He's just not ready for that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's so long-term for him at this point, but isn't he still on Hinge? Shouldn't you see him?
So I was about to mention,
oh, sorry.
No, that's a good tee up. But okay, like, good. I did see him on Hinge, but I also knew because I saw him like a month ago on Hinge when we went through that time when I talked about on the podcast, like, oh, I haven't talked to him in a week and I
he
think it's
unmatched
done.
Unmatched you, or he deleted the app and we're not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So now he's still.
So then he popped back up.
Yeah.
And that was a few weeks ago. I obviously asked him. And then I don't know why Hinge did this to me. They were just like, fuck you, Adam. But they put him in front of me again 2 days ago. And I was like, how soon possible?
Maybe he deleted it again or something.
I feel like he keeps deleting it. I really think that that's his method of like, because I think he's worried about unmatching people because maybe he wants to change his pictures in peace and not have anyone know.
Yeah. Which, so, like, I'm a hawk. You can't avoid me.
Which like, is like I, this is his also, strategy. Like,
how do you have so many photos?
Also, like, why is he doing this? Like,
you want to know the irony of it all?
He doesn't have time.
Yes.
So I obviously saw his Hinge again the other day. I sent it to you guys. And it's fine. I've been on Hinge too, whatever. Like, I don't really care that he's been on Hinge. What I care about is that, like, if he, like, was actively dating me, like, I would not be on it. Like, I would be, like, ready to, you know, be a little more serious with this guy.
Well, also, no, it's just, like, shady how he's... It's just weird that he unmatched you, but then you're still seeing each other. Like, you are actively, like, still seeing each other. Like you went to dinner, you hooked up in a phase where you're not matched on Hinge, and he's still on Hinge, but you're not matched with him anymore. It's very weird that he wouldn't address it.
Yeah.
Like, not that he owes you much, but, like, maybe just, like, a, oh, hey, sorry, like, yeah, I deleted the app, and it, like, he's just not even addressing it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of communication
with the algorithm, isn't it, that, like, if you see somebody, they see you? Like, do you think he's seen you?
Oh, for sure. I know he's seen me for sure.
I fucked up.
And it's funny because I had texted you guys and I was like, I redid my entire Hinge profile.
Right.
And of course, the next morning when I'm swiping through Hinge is when I see him after I redid my entire Hinge profile.
You should try to match with him again.
Fuck ass no. Don't I exit so quick.
Don't say anything and just see what he does. If he lets you back in or not.
And that's on growth.
It's just an experiment.
The irony of it all is that, so he put new pictures in, obviously, and the first picture is him at Hillstone. I was like, this is just funny.
And then you got another guy with the same name who also posted at Hillstone.
Yes.
What the hell?
I was so confused by that because when you sent it, I thought that that was you showing that you saw him on Hinge again.
Kobe, that was him.
And then the photo was at Hillstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the one that he sent in the chat was...
That's when I said too soon. I thought it was a different person.
No, that was him.
Oh.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, you said too soon.
Yeah.
And then you said, it's okay. Literally a Washington Post article about how terrible dating apps have gotten.
That's true. I saw that.
I'm like, yeah, they're fucking filtering me, this dude, over and over again.
There is a Washington Post article about how bad dating apps are.
There's an argument for obviously I succeeded on Hinge. So yeah, but
that was a while ago.
That's true, but it can still be done. It can still be done.
So yeah, that's where I'm at with Hillstone. Like, it's kind of a situation where I'm not going to turn the lights off. I'm just going to dim him, you know, because I like him and I still do like him. And I
like that analogy.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Like, I'm just not going to invest all of my resources anymore.
And like, whatever. If he asks you to get a drink and you're free, sure, go.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like bend over backwards anymore.
Don't let it occupy space like that you could be giving to like your friends or whoever, like whatever suits you. And if it causes you stress, like, you already have plenty to stress about. Like, don't...
100%.
He's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, I'm actually not sad about it or anything. Because also, when I think about him...
That's on growth.
That is on growth. I really do like him still. But, like, when I think about the situation with him in terms of what his next 6 to 7 years of life look like...
Yeah, do you want to put yourself through that?
This isn't, like, the end of the day for him, you know? Like, this is what it's going to be like for the next 6 to 7 years. So... I don't know. So I'm like to terms with it.
Good.
That goes to
Back to
the drawing board. But I will say, like, I'm aggressively unhinged now. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, the thought of having to do this all over again is so horrible.
Well, it is what it is.
That's where we're at, guys.
It is what it is.
If any of the listeners have a single gay friend for me, you never know.
Come on, guys.
It could work.
Send them.
If you have a single straight male friend who is over
the men
6'2". That
looks like a linebacker.
That played a college sport. Just kidding. That's not. That's
it's not a requirement, but it's not frowned upon.
Correct. Yeah. It's preferred.
Okay.
But not required. Send them my way.
I love it. Should we answer a question?
Let's do it.
But what I was going to say is this weekend, your ad just reminded me is St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Sunday is it Sunday or Monday?
It's on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So we must do something.
Oh my gosh.
Saturday we have to go like have a Guinness.
Yeah, it's Sunday. We certainly can.
We
have to cheers to our heritage.
I mean, I have all the supplies for a green pregame, so we should do that and then.
Yeah. I can make Jello shots again, but I'll make them less strong than I did last year.
I'm sad I missed it last year. So
Wait, we need to tell Shay. Shay would be all over this, I feel
I just realized that's this weekend, so maybe there will be men out and about for St. Patrick's Day.
You know what? I bet they will be.
Yeah, because guys like beer.
Guys like beer. That is true.
So
guys do like beer. Okay, so I saved this one. It's honestly not really advice. I just thought it was so funny. Okay. It's so horrible, and I feel like this is something I would do. The subject line is couldn't stop laughing during hookup.
I read this one.
Did you?
I read it.
I was dying laughing.
I read it, and I was like, we have to do this, and we just haven't gotten to it. But I think she sent an update, right?
She did,
yeah. So that's why it's at the top of the inbox.
The update. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I've been listening to the pod since the very beginning and adore the three of you so much, but I'm having a problem. My long-term crush, literally 13 years, I'm 23, and I hooked up for the first time last weekend after being mostly friends our entire lives. I was very drunk and laughed the entire time, so much so that he was begging me to stop, but I could not control myself. We usually talk all day, every day, but ever since, he's kind of been pulling away. Like, so valid, but still. He told me that I mentally dominated him, and that he's scared of me now. What should I do?
So he thought that she was messing with him, because imagine, okay, you're like having sex with a girl, as I'm trying to imagine myself as a man, and like she's laughing
and she's cracking up.
I feel like that would like make your dick go soft, honestly. Not to be graphic, but I feel like you would like think that she's laughing at you.
Yeah.
Wait, the texts are honestly kind of funny. She has this text exchange with her best friend that she also shared with us. She said, I laughed the entire time. He did not know what he was doing. She said, I was a little shocked because he always told me that I should have sex with him because he's so good.
Oh, the people that say that are never good.
She said, I asked him if he had ever done it before because it was so awful. She is really humbling this man while they're hooking up.
Oh my God. Let this be a cautionary tale. So this is after.
This is the exchange. So
she's texting her friend afterwards, and that was what those were.
The text exchange with her friend, and it's explaining what had happened during it.
So girlfriend or a guy friend?
It's a girlfriend that she's texting with.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, okay. I have like laughed during sex before. But that was when I was kind of like new to it all, and I felt awkward. It was mainly because I felt awkward, and like I didn't know what to do. So I would just giggle to lighten the mood.
Well, sometimes like funny stuff happens.
Well, of course. Yeah, sure. But like I remember in like college, like I had some giggle fits as well. And it wasn't because anyone was bad. I was just like felt awkward.
Wait, this girl's so funny. These texts are actually killing me. She goes, he asked me to come over again on Saturday night. And I was like, yeah, I think I need some time to regroup after that.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She really humbled this
you
man.
You scarred this
so
man.
Hard.
He's never going to.
So is he no longer your long term crush?
I'll read the update. I'm still catching up on these texts because I just think they're so funny.
Sure.
She's talking about his body count, and I guess he says he had a body count of 17 or something because she asked him if he's ever had sex before.
My God.
Wow, she is like really shitting on this man. She goes, then we cuddled. He released so much body heat. I would shimmy away and he'd shimmy right back into me. Was
Ew,
not getting
the
memo.
Worst. That is, there is actually nothing worse than that.
Wait, this girl is so funny. I love her. Okay, and then she emailed us an update. Minor update. Saw him out over the weekend and we exchanged a total of 5 words over 3 hours. I tried starting conversations and it was just not working.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's chalked, sister. I think we're done with that one.
Can't mix business and pleasure.
Was that the update?
That was the update.
Okay. So.
So I think she's really shattered his confidence.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. See, the thing about me is if someone's really bad in bed, like I would just suck it up and pretend. I'd be like, that was great.
You're doing great, sweetie.
It's like when you go to it for 2 minutes and then it's over.
No, exactly. It's like, and then I just maybe would like not revisit
right.
the experience. But it's kind of like being at the nail salon and like, you know, the wrong color is being put on your nails. Like, what are you going to say? Like, it takes, I feel like I'd be like, you know, maybe the universe wanted me to get this color.
Right.
I'm very go with the flow.
Yeah.
Well, I won't send back anything unless it's like steak that's undercooked or something. But I feel like with that, it's just you. I don't know. I get it. It's like you can't control yourself in the moment. Right. You might laugh. But I think for me.
And sometimes it's like one of those things. Once you start laughing, you just can't stop.
Oh, my God. And it's always like in the worst timing.
Yeah.
Like at a funeral
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
That was funny. I love that girl. It's so funny. Should we do one actual advice segment?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think we have time for one more. Is this the one that I liked? Let me see. Okay. So the subject line of this one is international relationship. Do I move across the world for love? Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam, I'm writing in from West Coast, Canada. Okay, so here's where I'm at, and I'm sorry it's so long. Let me see if it's not that bad. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and a bit now, and prior to becoming a couple, we were best friends for 2 years. We used to work together. I quit that job last year because he was in a manager position and management was not having it that we were together. Anywho, he moved to Canada 5 years ago from Australia to help his best friend start a company. His intention was to stay here for 2 to 3 years, but he really liked his job at the time, and that was also when we were starting to hang out. Here we are 5 years into him living here, and he is really struggling to enjoy his work now, and his visa expires in June of this year. He's been casually mentioning that he doesn't know what he wants to do when June rolls around, and is saying that he might potentially look at moving back home to Australia. We've talked about in the past about the possibility of him moving back and what that would look like for our relationship, and in the past I said I would be open to moving to Australia one day. Now, I have never been to Australia before, and I told him that I need to go there and meet his family before I decide if I'm going to pick my entire life up and move across the world. For context, we are both 28 and both see each other as being the one. I love him so much, but I'm starting to get frustrated because I know that June is coming up really soon, and if he is seriously thinking of moving back to Australia, then there is something that we need to discuss right now. However, the past 2 times I've tried to discuss this with him, he has said that right now it's not a good time to discuss the situation. I wonder why. Do I give him time and space to think about it, or do I have the right to push this conversation to happen? We also have never had a serious disagreement before or a fault. I'm so scared that this will be the end of us if he decides to go back home in June, because truthfully, I'm not ready to pack up my life in the next 4 months and move to a country I've never been to. But at the same time, I know he's the one for me, and the love I feel for him is nothing like I've felt before. It's so sad.
Oh, this is such a pickle.
So the kind of question is, if he did move home, would you go with him knowing so positively that he is your person? It's really sad.
Well, back to the conversation of it all, I think she definitely has grounds to give him a deadline and be like, I totally understand if you're not ready to talk about this right now, but moving to another country that she's never been to before is something that will take time and prep work. Like, you have to get visas and stuff to do that.
Yeah.
Like, the process is going to have to start soon. So well, I would be like,
yeah, how would she, how I totally would she
understand if you're not ready to talk about this today, but we need to have a conversation like within the next week.
Like, how, because I'm trying to think of the logistics, like, what is her job? How could she get a job before June at this rate?
Right. Even if she was going to like bartend or something, she has to get a visa.
Well, yeah. And that, how much, that would be like 6 months, right? Or
yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I guess I got a student visa when I went to Italy to study abroad. And that was like six weeks. I was there for 4 months and I could do it because I was a student. So you have to have like grounds for it, or your company has to transfer you.
Right.
Or you can apply to another. I feel like that's so many things to do, and it's not enough time. Like, right. I feel her stress. I understand where she's coming from with this stress. And the fact that he's not having a conversation, like, it sucks because it sounds like he's your person, but like, would your person be putting you through this kind of stress?
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
Like, you need to have a conversation. I would literally explode if I didn't have a conversation in the next like few weeks. Like, same. I need to know. I
would literally be like, you have 1 week to gather your thoughts because I need to get my life in order and figure out what I'm doing. And I'm willing to do this for you, but I need you to.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Hear me
where
out.
Where you're at.
Hear me out, too. Right. Like, I want to meet your family. I want to do, like, if this is a big, I don't know.
They need to do it, like, now, though. Like, 4 months is not enough time.
No, and that's like, so stressful to, like, make a life-altering change.
Yeah, that's, like, a no-joke life change, honestly.
I mean, yeah, she says she's not ready. I mean, heaven forbid, though, like, could it be a possibility that he goes and you take your time in, like, figuring out the things you need to figure out and meet him and a few months later. I don't know. Like, what's a few months in the grand scheme, like, of a long distance relationship? Like, I feel like maybe you don't have to put the pressure on yourself to like get there by June. Like, as soon as he leaves, you need to go with him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, that's hard.
We need an update on this one. That's intense.
Keep us posted.
No, please do. Please do.
But yeah, push for the conversation. I feel like that's the gist of the story.
And we're here for you. Yeah. Send us an update.
We love you.
Australia sounds lovely.
It does. Honestly, Australia doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world.
What was that quote you said last week and messed it up? God gives his hardest battles.
Oh, yeah, I did fuck it up really bad.
To his strongest soldiers. But you said something so wrong. It was like, not right. So wrong.
When I was QAing the episode, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, these are things, if he is your person, you will get through this. Like,
yes.
Challenges in relationships are normal. So, yeah.
God gives his
toughest battles. And you have to have your first fight at some point, so you might as well just get it over with.
True.
It's going to happen now.
But I do understand, I see from his perspective how, like, being trapped in your job because of the visa situation, like, right. It must be such a terrible thing. Like,
yeah.
Not being able to have the flexibility to just, oh, I'm unhappy in this job, let me get another one. Like, you can't, right. It's not that easy. It's not mm-hmm. like he's fleeing to Australia because he's giving up. It's like, you kind of need to do that while you get your ducks in a row, and then maybe you can come back and have it, you know, unless you're married, it's like very mm-hmm. tricky yeah. with that stuff. So I understand, like, why he's going. It's just unfortunate that, like, this has to stress you out in the process of, like, figuring out what you're going to do.
Yeah. Give us an update.
Yeah, please do. We're thinking. I will be thinking of you.
And don't wake up the spiders that they have there.
Yeah, seriously. It's like my, it's my nightmare content is whenever I see, like, bugs in Australia. And with that, that's all we have time for. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye. I gotta check on my stew.
Oh my god, that's exciting.
The stew.